Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. So I'm super excited to be announcing, inshallah ta'ala, this brand new series for Bayina, which is Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya, the beginning and the end. Now, this is going to be a series that's going to span over several years, inshallah ta'ala. Let's hope it doesn't go too long, but it's going to be quite extensive. And it's based on the famous work of Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah ta'ala, called Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya, the beginning and the end. But what we're really going to do is we're basically going to discuss the story of creation and history as we know it, and then what's been given to us of that which will come, inshallah ta'ala, of the Day of Judgment, the signs of the Day of Judgment, and that which comes afterwards, paradise and hellfire, and so on and so forth. So this series is going to start off with the creation of everything, the creation of the heavens and the earth, the creation of angels, jinn, animals, humans, paradise, hellfire, when it was first created. In essence, we're going to cover everything that we can, inshallah ta'ala, of the lives of the prophets, getting into the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then we're going to go century by century and discuss some of the major contributions and developments of that century in Muslim history until our time, inshallah ta'ala, and then we'll move on to the end. Now, what we're going to do and what I think is very important when we're studying these types of topics and when we're having these conversations is to discuss the benefits. If you study our legacy or the history of Islam, you find that the scholars used to shy away from getting into the very specific details that are irrelevant to us. Instead, they always talked about benefit. And so when we talk about the creation of the throne, when we talk about the creation of the pen, when we talk about the creation of Al-Lawh al-Mahfud, the preserved tablet, the heavens and the earth, the angels, Adam alayhi salam, and so on and so forth, we're going to discuss benefits. I mean, you'll find the scholars even discussing whether or not there would be extraterrestrial life if there are aliens that exist, but they wouldn't get into too much detail about it. They just say, what would be due of us, or what would we have to do if we found that there was a creation that lived somewhere else that we had no contact with up until that point. So subhanAllah, this is the beauty of our legacy of Islamic history, that we discuss the benefits and things that we should do and things that are due upon us, and the wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shared with us on the tongue of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or through the great scholars of our tradition. So follow along, inshallah. It's going to be extensive. It's going to be a long ride. I hope that when we finish, inshallah ta'ala, it'll be a significant contribution. And you need to be consistent and make sure that you're sharing, inshallah, the videos, watching and sharing the videos as they come out consistently with your friends, your family. Get them all tuned in. And I look forward to being with you for the next few years, inshallah, for the beginning and the end. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.